Okay, today's daf is daf mem dalid, but we're going to go back to daf mem gimel amid beis, Nechemya. New sugya, middle of the sugya. Here we go. Nechemya bereid rav chanilai mish, mash, mish. How do you read that word? He found mishachte, mishachte shmaitza. He was mishachte in lashon of Moshe. He was his learning, fatracht in learning, engrossed in learning. Meshachte Shmaitz, his learning caused him to be fatracht, to be deeply immersed in thought. And what happened? He started to wander in the streets. He was thinking and learning, and v'nofak chutz l'tchum, and he walked outside the Tchum Shabbos. So what is the halach of a person finding himself outside the Tchum Shabbos? He's not allowed to walk more than Dalid Amos. He's not allowed to walk back inside the Tchum. So here he is, middle of the field, middle of the street. He wants to go back home and enjoy his Shabbos meal, but he can't. He's outside the Tchum. Amalei Rav Chisla Rav Nachman Nachmei Talmidcha. So Rav Chisla said to Rav Nachman, he was the Rebbe, Nechemya Talmidcha Shorui B'tzar. Your student Nechemya, he got into an accident. He was in distress because he was thinking and learning, and in the process of doing so, he found himself outside the Tchum Shabbos. Amalei, so he said to him, "Asei loy mechitza shel bnei adam v'yikani." So he said to him, Rav Nachman said to him, "I have a solution." He told Rav Chista, "Asei lo amalei." Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista, "Asei lo mechitza shel bnei adam." An unbelievable chiddush. This is a whole sermon in Shulchan Aruch. Let's assume Rav Chista, he had an erev tchumen, so he was able to walk in that vicinity. Let's assume whatever. He walked into the wrong tchum. Let's say Rav Chista had erev tchum, so Rav Chista was able to walk in that vicinity 4,000 amos. Rav Nechemi was only able to walk zunda 2,000 amos. Rav Nechemi now finds himself to be, let's say, 2,500 amos. Whatever the story was, he found himself outside his personal tchum. He's not able to walk back inside his personal tchum. He can't go back home for his Suda Shabbos. They go to the Rebbe Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got a problem. One of the Talmidim, Rav Nechemia, is outside the tchum. He's going to have to sit here outside the tchum in an area of Dalet by Dalet Amos till Shabbos is over. Maybe you can find a solution. So Rav Nachman said, what? To walk back, so what would be the solution? To somehow get back inside the tchum so we can go back home. Or maybe some, whatever, let's see what he has up his sleeve. Some solution. Maybe if he can't give him a solution to go back home, at least he can go back, expand the area of where he is stuck, so he can enter into a local shul, go find shelter somewhere. But right now he's in a situation where he's outside his personal tchum, which only allows him to walk exactly Dalid Amos by Dalid Amos. So they tell the Rebbe Rav Nachman, what can we do for the student Nechemya? And Rav Nachman tells Rav Chisla, I have a solution, make for him a mechitza shel anoshim. Now this means, see the Gemara, there are many conditions, so don't get carried away, there are many, many conditions, that's Mam Shtugi, the whole daf, and in Shulchan Aruch, there are many, many halachas, many halachas, but basically, surround him. Surround them, let's say, go bring 100 people out there, and they will form a human wall. And when they will form a human wall,
they have to be people that made it to Chol Shabbos.
In a chanami, people, it's right, exactly. People who live in that area, maybe let's assume for the sake of simplicity that the Nechemya, he lived far away, and he entered into an area that was populated by a lot of people who had their tchum, this was within their tchum. Okay, but let's put that aside. There are people in the vicinity, which it's within their tchum, they shall form a human wall. And by forming a human wall, that will automatically expand his Dalid Amos. Let's explain. The person finds himself outside the Tchum, in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere, then he's only allowed to travel Dalid 4 by 4 Amos. But if a person finds himself outside the Tchum in a garage, in a silo, let's say you're in the airport, like let's say a person is traveling on Friday morning and there's a delay, there's a snowstorm, and then somehow the plane lands somewhere, middle of nowhere, and they take you into the airport. Let's say you'll have a tchum, the whole shot is, there's no tchum malam yud, but let's say you find yourself in a situation where you are outside your original tchum, but you're inside a very large enclosed area. So you're allowed to walk back and forth the entire width and length of the enclosed area. It has to be hukaf, not necessarily. I think the Gemara is going to discuss that.
Earlier.
I'm not sure. I think the Gemara is going to discuss not necessarily hukaf l'dira, even if it's not hukaf l'dira. I'm not sure. I think the Gemara is going to mention that on this daf. It does need to be a deer. That's exactly the point. I don't think it needs to be a deer. The Gemara is going to mention Davidic examples. Let's assume for the moment now, we're going to see the Gemara.
Where a guy, his tchum comes inside an inch of another
enclosure.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to walk the entire enclosure. The entire enclosure has the din of Dalid Amois. Therefore, so what we're trying to do now, right now, this person finds himself in the middle of a field. All he has are physical Dalid Amois. What we're going to do is, we're going to construct a partition around the person, a very large partition, and that enclosure will have a virtual status of Dalid Amos, and if that enclosure will overlap with his original tchum, he'll be able to walk back within his tchum, and once you're back within your tchum, you can walk back home. So let's give an example. Let's put down some numbers. You have a person that has a tchum, let's say, going east of his home, 2,000 Amos. This person finds himself to be 2,050 Amos away from his Shemisa. He's 50 Amos over the limit, which really is, let's say we have, Dalad Amos. Let's put aside the remaining fractions, because the Gemara is going to talk about the 2 Amos, 4 Amos. Let's put that aside. Just, right now, let's generalize. Right, so you're 50 Amos outside your tchum. You can travel 2,000 Amos east, now you're 2,050. Let's bring a group of people, and they will form a partition, let's just say, of 75 by 75 Amos. You don't need 75, just 75 Amos long, by 4 Amos wide. They'll line up on two sides, 75 Amos, 75 Amos, let's say like a lot of people, two shoes, and you'll put a couple of people along the sides to enclose, and the person's at the end. Now he can walk 75 Amos west. Walking 75, there's now an overlap of 25 Amos from this new enclosure with his original 2,000 Amos domain. So once we have now an enclosure, his Dalad Amos has expanded from 4x4 to 75x4. Because this human partition, this human wall has expanded his and has enclosed him. He can now walk, and that happens to overlap with the original 2,000 Amos. So now he can walk back within the 2,000 Amos. Once you're back within the 2,000 Amos, you're home free. I'm back in my tchum. I can walk all the way back home to my original bais. So that is what he told him to do. Now we're going to learn very quickly the whole daf. We're going to have many conditions, many stories, many variations of this halacha. What are exactly the parameters of making a human partition? And all the braises and the mishnayos that deal with this issue. So also asel mechitzal meyadam beyikonis. Make for this individual mechitzal b'shlo b'neyadam beyikonis and let him enter. Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak achorei deravav. Yosef Rav v'kamei derav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak deravav. My kamei b'alei Rav Chista. What's the shaila? What exactly was the shaila? The question to Rav Chista. My kami boy leil Rav Chista. Ilema b'demolul garva yaskina. In other words, what was the shaila? Why did they have to ask Rav Chista this shaila? Why did Rav Chista ask the shaila to Rav Nachman? Why didn't Rav Chista on his own figure out a solution? This is Pashat. You have a Talmud, Maisim Chol Yoim. Nechemia gets lost, Vatracht. So you go get Talmidim and you surround him and he'll walk inside. Why did he have to bother the Holy Rebbe Rav Nachman with the Shaila? What was the Shaila? My kami boy leil Rav Chista. Ilema b'dimo legavri askinon. If the Shaila was, b'dimo legavri means we have a lot of people. There's no shortage of people to bring. We can make the wall as long as we're with 75 Amos, so yeah, overlap 25 Amos. The kami boy leil, and the Shaila was, halacha kram gam liel. And this goes back to the top of the page. Halacha kram gam liel is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, de lahandri leil mechitza shlesh shavas b'hem b'od yom kid amar lel gabes deer v'sar. Deer is different types of enclosures which are not l'shem Shabbos. In other words, what's the issue? Will be this exact issue. If you have a mechitzah, so you have an enclosure which you were not shavas when Shabbos began, and now you find yourself within these mechitzos, do they enclose you? Do they expand your dalid amos? So if the shaila over here was that people is not a problem, the Talmud finds himself 50 amos outside of his tchum. To get enough people to create a partition that's 75 amos that will overlap 25 amos with the Shurim Luchum, that's not the issue. The issue is, even if you will get enough people to make the enclosure, it's not good. Because when Shabbos began, were not koinesh shvisa in such a mokoim. If you're not koinesh shvisa in such a mokoim, you still only have a right to walk exactly 4 amos. Just because on Shabbos they're creating this partition that's 75 amos long, so what? It didn't exist before Shabbos began as far as you are concerned. You were not koinesh shvisa, and you can still only walk within that area dalet amos. That's the shita, that's the machlokes, and this, that's the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and halacha ki Rav Gamliel that says that it's okay. Oy, ain halacha ki Rav Gamliel. The halacha is not like Rav Gamliel, and you're not, even if you'll make this mechitza, you still can only walk dalet amos. So that's the shaila that Rav Nachman was posing, that Rav Chista was posing to Rav Nachman. Rav Chista has a friend, Nehemiah. Rav Nehemiah is in trouble. We have no shortage of people. The question is, even if we take advantage of using these people, are you still allowed to walk back 50 amos within your tchum? And he came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman paskind its mutter. It works. Is that the shaila? Or Dilma, maybe that's not the shaila. That's a dover poshut ad me'oy that it works. We paskin like a Rav Gamliel. And even though the mechitza did not exist when Shabbos began and you were not koinesh shvisa there, it doesn't make a difference. If right now you find yourself within an enclosure of dalid mechitzais, automatically that's considered, as far as you're concerned, one large dalid amos. So why then did Rav Nachman, did Rav Chista bother Rav Nachman? Because that's not the case. The case was, there was a shortage of people. They only had enough people to make a partition 48 amos, not 50 amos. So they were 2 amos after stretching and jumping and everything they can possibly come up with. When they'll make the enclosure, they'll still be 2 amos short of the person's original 2,000 amos limit. There were not enough people. And what was the shaila? Becoming by lay halacha kirebi Eliezer, or ain halacha kirebi Eliezer. Is halacha like Rebbe Eliezer that says that we give you a bonus of 2 amos?
So what do you understand? Mamash shoulder to shoulder?
Mamash shoulder to shoulder. You can't be a breach of more than 3 tefachim between their legs, like Lovut. Mamash shoulder. We're going to learn there are many more. They're not even allowed to be aware that they are being made use of. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss. We'll get to the details a little later on, but let's put that aside for now. The Shaila is, according to Rebbe Eliezer, this goes back to the Mishnah. Maybe we should jump back to the Mishnah for one moment. And the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer said, goes back to the beginning of the Perek. The beginning of the Perek, we learned, Maisa b'shabo, where is it? Mahalich has closed the lesson. Micho, it's your benachma ruach ra, or ain't loyal dal ramas. That's zero clear loyotza. Halichul ira charis, nesnu bedir, or besahar. Rav Gamliel, Rav Elizabeth Zayo, Mahalich has cool of a Micho, Rav Elizabeth, and loyal dal ramas. Mice, where was Rav Eliezer? Rav Elizabeth says that we give him the wrong Mishnah. Okay, it's later on, not before. Daf Nun Beis. Okay, it's Daf Nun Beis on the Beis. Maybe let's jump right ahead there very quickly to give it a little peek. Okay, look at that. Nun beis omid beis. Mi sheyatzu chutz l'tchum afilo ama achas lo yikonis. Rabbi Eliezer oimer shtayim yikonis sholosh lo yikonis. Rabbi Eliezer is mekel. If you go out of the tchum, two amas yikonis, Rashi, okay, this is going to be the sugi of today's daf. We hope we get to omid beis. Mishum havloas tchumen. Can I remember perikin? Rabbi Eliezer l'tamed yam avuhu beyam tzon. Because when we give a person dalet amos, it means we're really giving you four amos. We're giving you four amos, but you're in the center, which means two to your left, two to your right. Okay, so when we say a person has dalet amos, what does that mean exactly? So halacha l'maaseh, we pass that you can decide for yourself. You can view yourself in the corner and even walk more. You can walk almost six amos, five and a quarter on a diagonal. Look at Shulchan Aruch, you can decide for yourself. You can make a virtual box and you can walk on a diagonal and give yourself even more. But basically, Rabbi Eliezer says his sheet is, if you find yourself outside the tchum, so we view yourself to be in the center, you have two to the left, two to the right, two forward and two backwards in each of the four directions, which means you can walk two over. So therefore, what we're saying over here is that this person finds himself 50 amos outside the tchum. So we're going to now make a human partition of 48 amos. After we construct the human partition of 48 amos, he's still two amos out. We can say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he is on the edge of his dalet amos. On the left, let's say on one side, it'll be 50 amos, because that's a human partition. And on the right, he has an additional two amos. So we'll take advantage of the human partition to be viewed, that's one edge of his virtual dalet amos. And to the other direction, he still has two amos. Okay, so we're not going to view him to be in a box. We're going to view the box really to be 52 amos, with 50 on one side, because that area has been enlarged by the human partition from 2 to 50, and on the right he has another 2. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say,
Rabbi Eliezer, the people have to stand all 50 on one side, and it could be an opening of two amos on the other.
Right, they're going to make a box around him, but the box is still going to be short two amos.
On one side. You say it's 50, yeah, they make a box of 48.
They're making a box. The example that we're giving is, they're making, right, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're
right.
They're making a box of 48. There are only enough people to make a box where he is. They're able to make a box closer to his original tchum, 48 amos. So there's still two amos short.
On both sides or on
one side? There's a gap. After the box has been formed. After the box has been formed around the person, there is still a gap of two amos between the last person and the original tchum. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we can view, the Gemara is suggesting this, so we can view that entire area, that entire box, to be just one side of where the person is centered, which would give him...
When you say a box, it's four sides, they have to...
Seemingly, yeah. They have to make a real machitza, l'chari, yeah.
Four sides. Four sides.
Let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, I don't really know the details, but let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that they're creating mamish, a box around the person of four sides, 48 long by four amos wide. And now there's a gap of two amos between the end of this box and the original tchum. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person would find himself two amos outside the tchum, it's okay. We view him to be in the center, and we view two amos to the left, two amos to the right. Therefore, we can make believe that 48 amma box is just an expansion of the two to the left. And the Meilu, we have still two, which is allowed to walk to the right, and therefore he can come inside. That's only true according to Rabbi Eliezer. But according to the Rabbanon, it's not going to help. Now, let me right away jump into the sugi. This is the sugi that the Gemara is the daf. It's something called Havlos Tchumen. This is the sugi of the daf. Let's make it clear. You have an akiyus kimi in the tissue box? Okay. Let's say a person finds him. Let's jump ahead to the Gemara. This is right away clarify. A person goes out of the Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, they let a person, you're going to the Beis Din to testify that you saw the Levana. Or you're going on a Hatzolah Kol. You're going on a Dvar Mitzvah. Chazal said, you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, and then you find yourself outside your original Tchum. So, Al Pi Halacha, Me'ikr Hadin, you're stuck. And then you leave your home, you're middle of the field, and then they scream out to you, we don't need you. We don't need you. Problem is solved. Go home. We don't need you. And you discover, Oy Gevalt, I'm running now 3,000 amos away from my bias. My bias is here. I've traveled 3,000 amos. I'm 1,000 amos out. I'm in a lot of trouble. What do I do now? So Me'ikar Hadin, you can't walk more than Dalid Amos. Draw a little box around you. That's it. That's all you got for the rest. That is the Ikar Hadin. Along came Chazal, and they said, since you're such a good person, and you left your Tchui Bayis L'Dvar Mitzvah, we're not going to be so strict with you. We're going to give you a new Tchum. And wherever you find yourself now at this moment on Shabbos, when you get word that you don't need you, you can travel in, from there in any direction you want, 2,000 amos. Okay? Now, here's my big dilemma. They're giving me now 2,000 amos. Where's my home? My home is 3,000 amos away. So 2,000 amos is not exactly going to take me back home. But 2,000 amos west is going to overlap with my original tchum that I had on Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos began. So here is the dilemma. The dilemma is, do we say what's called havloas tchum? They overlap. Being that my original tchum overlaps with my new tchum, I'm allowed to walk all the way back home. When our Shabbos began, I had original tchum. When I find myself in Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, Chazal gave me a gift. Really, you should only have Dalet Amos. But being that you went to Dvar Mitzvah, new Dvar Mitzvah, we're going to give you a gift. We're going to let you go in any direction that you want. Where you find yourself there on Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. It just so happens that the 2,000 Amos that they're giving me now is going to overlap 1,000 Amos with the original Tchum I had when Shabbos began. So the Shiloh is once it overlaps, we'll let you already go all the way back home. Once you come back within your original tchum, the gift that we've given you brings you back to your original tchum, we can let you go. That's the shita of havlohas tchumen. But there's another man, Amar in the Gemara, that says no such thing. There's no such lum that's called havlohas tchumen. Too bad. We're giving you a new tchum. Your new tchum is 2,000 amos in all four directions. Just because havloh, it overlaps with the old tchum, too bad. It doesn't make any difference. So that same principle, that's a very broad example. We're giving you 2,000. Let's talk about a simple case. What's the simple case? This is mamish, the simplest case. Where a person was not going for a Dvar Mitzvah. You just stumbled. You went. You have 2,000 amos. And now you wake up. Oh no. I'm now 2,002 amos outside my tchum. Oy gval. 2,000. Let me make it bigger. 2,001 amos. Okay, 2,000, to make it really simple. 2,001 amos. I'm one amma out.
Too far.
I'm one amma over the limit. What do I do now? So according to, if you hold off, so what do we do now? Ooh, you're out of your tchum. Shame on you. You're stuck. What are we going to do for you now? We're going to draw a box. We're going to draw on the ground the virtual box of 4x4, and we're going to put you in the middle. Okay, we're being very simplistic. This is very complicated, but very simple. We're going to draw a virtual box. We're going to put you in the middle. We're going to give you two to the right, two to the left. So if you go two to the right, what does that mean? That the new little box that we drew for you is going to overlap with your old chum by one amma. Because you find yourself 2,001 amos out, right? You find yourself, you one amma over the boundary. You're stuck. So what do? We give you now new Dalet Amos. For the rest of Shabbos, you only can walk Dalet Amos. We draw a box. But the box that we draw goes backwards two amos. Two amos forward, two amos backwards. The two amos going backwards overlaps with your original tchum by one amma. Oh, look at that. I'm already now, due to the new tchum that Chazal have given me, have allowed me to go back into my original tchum. So once I can go back into my original tchum, I can go walk all the way back home. But on the other hand, you're starting off 2001 amos. So this is the machlokes. Do we say havlo has tchum shmo havlo, or havlo has tchum lo shmo havlo? Here, now I told you the simplest case where it's really one am, but the same thing will be exactly true if they touch, if it's two amos. Because two amos, you're touching the original tchum, you're really back. The same thing, one and two is really the same exact thing. So here.
But what were you saying? Well,
okay, we gotta go.
Dvar mitzvah. What's
Dvar mitzvah? Okay, put that aside now. Because let's put that's an example the Gemara is going to give in a few moments. We're going to come down in a few moments. So here the Gemara is coming up with a whole new question. Okay, we have a dilemma. We have a Maishahoya. There was a Talmud. His name was Nehemiah. Nehemiah was fatracht in learning. He found himself outside the tchum. Rav Chista went to the Rebbe, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, I got a problem. I got my friend. My friend is stuck. What can I do for him? So Shaila is, what exactly was Rav Chista's Shaila? Was the Shaila, Rav Chista had an unlimited number of people that were available to make a partition. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was, even if I'll make a new partition, I need to come on to the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel says, even though I was not kohen shvi'is in such a makom, it doesn't matter. You can walk back and forth the entire thing, so therefore he'll be able to take me inside. And once I'm inside, gezunta heit, I can do whatever I want. Was that the Shaila? Or no, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila was, I don't have enough people to take me back inside. I only have enough people to take me within two amos of the boundary, which means I'll still be two amos out. And I'll be two amos out, so that will be viewed to be the extreme part of one of where the person is. And wherever the person is, we give him a virtual dollar by dollar. So the people that I can make a virtual machitza, that's going to be one side. And now I have another two amos. If you hold off, have lost chumin, so once I can go two amos, I can go back entirely. But if you don't hold of the principle of have lost chumin, even though it does overlap with my original chum, it's still, I can't go walk back inside. This was the other side of what the shy was. Okay, as we go to the Gemara, become clear. Let's run through more quickly. The shy was halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that if a person is finds of two amos outside, you can go back inside. In other words, with the principle of halos tchumin, so the Gemara says pshita, it's a davar pashad ad ma'oid b'deloy molu gavri askinon. The shy was, do we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer? Do we the shy of halos tchumin? Yes or no? And we do not have enough people to overlap. What's the shail? Of course we pass in like Rav Gamliel. When a person finds himself in these three different enclosures, if you find yourself outside the tchum, and you find yourself in one of these three enclosures, even though you were not kind of shvisa there, you can walk up and down the entire width and length of these mekaymas. Elavadai. So what then is the shaila? B'deloy molagavri askinan. The shaila is where you loy molagavri, and the people that you're putting together are still going to leave you two amos out of your original tchum, and the shaila is, we passing like Rabbi Eliezer, if you're two amos out, it's okay. Or we passing like the Rabbanan, that if you're even one amos out, you're lost. Udu Rabbi Eliezer kom miboyle dekanam. I'll bring you a raya that this is the shaila, because there is an extra word in the response of Rav Nachman to Rav Chista. The word is v'yi kones. He told him, go gather people and let him enter. Why did he have to add, he didn't waste words. Why did he add the word v'yikonetz? Even when you're going to go and get together a group of people, you're still going to have to go an extra step and step over the boundary v'yikonetz. What's the actual yikonetz? Lav b'deloy mechitza. There's no mechitza, because if there was a mechitza, if the people are so many people and the people they overlap with the usual, everyone agrees that where your new partition, where if you have a mechitza that takes you in overlap. collapse with the original, that for sure we're going to hold of Havlos Tchum in that type of situation. Only in a situation where it's not a real mechit, it's only when you kind of Dalet Amos type of mechitza, there is the Shaila, and that's why I said V'yikonetz is an extra, which indicates that he's allowing him to enter even after the people end. Okay, Eitzer, now the Gemara is going to elaborate more. Eitzer, Nachmon, Bar Yitzchok, the Rav, enough, I'll doif now. Here's the sugya of Sukkah. Okay, you have a Sukkah, and the wall of the Sukkah falls down on Shabbos. So seemingly a Yom Tov. So seemingly you don't have a kosher Sukkah. Now, we'll point out, there are two different Shailas. Either you do have a kosher Sukkah, just you want another wall. Is that the Shaila? You want now to have a full, let's make a Sunday, you need, how many walls need for a Mechut Sukkah? Two and a Mashu. So let's assume now that the Mashu wall, you only have two walls. So you need the third wall, the third section that was serving as the third wall, which made the Sukkah kosher, fell down. So it's not a kosher Sukkah. By adding this wall, you're making the Sukkah kosher. Or is the Shaila, you have a kosher Sukkah. But you want to have a fourth wall. Because the shade, because the sun is coming, and the animals are coming, you want a fourth wall. So that's the Shaila. What exactly is the Shaila of the Gemara? Are you now adding a third wall to make it a kosher Sukkah? Or are you adding a fourth wall just to enhance your living conditions? Let's see in the Gemara. So Esav, Nachem Bar Yitzchok, Lev Avnaf, Al Doifna, if the wall of the Sukkah falls down, Lo yamid ba'odam, don't use a human being, a behema, or v'kelim, don't put them there because you're not allowed to use human beings, animals, and kelim as walls. V'lo yizkoif esamita, don't take a bed, a frame of a bed, to spread on the bed a sheet, stand the bed up vertically, and spread a sheet to make a wall on Yom Tov. Lifi she'ein oisin oil arai b'tchila b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov. Kol shekein v'ein tzoch lema b'Shabbos. So what do you see? You see b'feresh halacha that you're not allowed to make use people, human beings, animals, kelim, to make walls on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So how can Rav Nachman say to Rav Chista, go get a group of people and make a wall, make a human partition, and that way he'll be able to go walk back inside, but you're not allowed to make a human partition on Shabbos. So what's going on? Amalei, so he said to him, you're asking me a kasha from that Mishnah? A petza tachas petza. I'll bring you a raya from another Mishnah. Amalei, at badly mehav, and I'm in the lo mehav. Bring your raya from faker it's mutter. What does it say? Oy sadim es chaver doif. Any kedusha yoychal v'yishtev v'yashin v'yiz. A person, if you want Shabbos to have a sukkah, you can make a person, your friend, into a wall in order kedusha yoychal. You can eat in the sukkah v'yishtev. You can drink v'yashin. You can sleep v'yizkev esamita. You can stand up a bed v'yifar salach asad in kedusha loytibol chama alames v'yaloychlim, and in order that the sun should not shine down on a mace and cause the mace to decay. So it says here beferush that you are allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. So kosh nahadadi. So we have a contradiction between these two different brisos. Now we'll go through a whole series of answers. Now before we get back to our sugya, the Gemara first has to resolve the contradiction between these two brisos. Are you allowed to make human partitions on Shabbos, yes or no? So we have a stew. So the Gemara's first answer is, Har Rabbi Lezah, Rabban Nandatan, what's the case? The question is, we have a window shutter. Are you allowed to insert the window shutter into the window on Shabbos? Rabbi Lezah, Bizman, Shekosher, Vitolui, Paikin Bo, Vimlav, In Paikin Bo. If the window shutter is tied to the window, and it's suspended, it's not resting on the ground, then everyone notices that this is only an oil arai, it's a temporary oil, then it's smoother. Even if the window is not tied to the shutter, is not tied to the window, and if the shutter is not suspended, it's resting on the ground, it's also mutter. So what do we want to say? Let's look at Rashi. So Rashi wants to say, Rashi explains the machlokes. V'imlav in poikin bo, the dami leboine, shemoisev al stimas habinyin, v'yavapi sharai, hu sharai yachsev yivgenu, doesn't matter. So we have here machlokes, are are you allowed to construct an oil arai on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer says no. There are very strict conditions to permit it. It must be suspended and it must be kosher. The Rabbanan say it's mutter in all circumstances. So the Rabbanan are matir in oil arai. A human being, a kli, a mita, are all in the category of a temporary tent, a temporary structure. So the Rabbanon that are matir will be the Tana that says that you're allowed on Sukkot to use human beings, animals, and kalim and anita as a wall. Rabbi Eliezer that says it's osur unless you fulfill very specific conditions will be the second brisa that says that you're not allowed to. So that's the answer. The Gemara says, no, you cannot tell me the machlekes, the two brayos. So he says, totally machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, because Vaidmar Allah, we learned the memory concerning this machlekes. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Akol Boidim Shenois Noi Larai Betchila, Abir Yomtev, Vyein Sochlem Bashabis, Loi Nechlik Wel Lohoisech. This is not relevant to our sugya. Here, there already is a structure. There's a very nice, sturdy wall. You just want to expand it. You want to fill up the window. You're not creating a new wall. You're just expanding on a pre-existing wall. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Necham. Our shaila is where you're coming to create a wall for the very first time. You only have two walls. You want to make a third wall. So you can't. That's not everyone. So the question is back. It's mashma. Everyone will agree that it's forbidden. So how will you learn pshat in the braisa where it's mutter to use human beings, animals, kalim, and a bed as a wall for the first time on Shabbos? This machlek is this that we find that the chachamim are makel. That's only when the wall already exists and there's a hole in the wall. There's a shutter, a window shutter, and you want to close it. So that's called being moisif on a pre-existing wall. That's where the Rabbanamat, but they never let you to make a wall for the very first time. So this is not relevant. So therefore we're back with the question, how do we resolve this steer? No problem. I have another set of Tanoim that will come to the answer. Come to the rescue. Hawk Rabbi Meir, Hawk Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machloike is to Tanya? Asol behema doifin l'sukkah. If you make a behema wall as a sukkah, so it's a machloike is Tanoim. Rabbi Meir poisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir the kapasul hasam alma lav mechitzi. Now, why does he hold that it's not? Why does he hold that he is going to lumps? What's the reason? You have an animal, and you want to use the animal as a wall for a sukkah. Is it a kosher sukkah? Rabbi Meir says it's not a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Meir says it's a kosher sukkah. Rabbi Meir the pasul hasam alma lav mechitzi, because you need for a sukkah real walls. You need a real wall. If an animal is not in on Shabbos, if you take an animal and you put an animal as you tie an animal down to create a wall in halacha, that's not called a mechitza. If it's not a mechitza for Shabbos, it's not called a mechitza. It's not called a wall for a sukkah. So it's not a kosher wall. So what do we learn from this? That you're allowed to use to make human partitions, because a human partition is not really called a mechitza. Hacha shari, the lav midikav, you're not doing anything. So here it's mutter, the lav midikav, but you're not doing anything. Let's go over here, Rashi. Rashi explains. Rashi, the lav, it's a little complicated. Look at Rashi, the bear mask. It's right in the middle of the Rashi, a little bit higher in the middle. The lav midikav, the kevim, the loy misakin, the soka. Avgav David oil or oil shari the kasava oisin oil arai for hoil deloy misakin suka einoi elo oil arai vishari the akati tu beikulumifrach Allah the hokadesh yoichal the yishta the yoshin katani almo lasakin sukasi harbachina la pirche tuva ad mafkina la mitame. So Rashi apologizes. Rashi says that this, that what the Gemara is telling us now is a very complicated little shtickle over here. Not complicated, but it's very, very difficult, unfulfilling, unsatisfying little shtickle, because the Gemara is giving an answer, and the answer doesn't really answer anything. Rashi right away says it's not solving any problems, but before we get deeper into the sugya, anyway, the Gemara rejects the entire thing. So we have to just go step by step, baby steps. The Gemara's first answer is, we just want to point out that there's a machlokes, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to using an animal as the wall of a sukkah. A sukkah needs three walls. If you use an animal, one of the three walls, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a kosher sukkah. Why is it not a kosher sukkah? Because if you were to take an animal on Shabbos and tie it down and try to build, use it as a wall, you would be potter for the din of Boine on Shabbos. Because an oil, arai, lav shmi oil. An animal is not called an oil. It's nothing. Mimela, since for the laws of Shabbos, it's not called an oil. Oil arai is not an oil. You're not doing anything. It's not called, you've done a maisa binyan. Mimela, for the binyan sukkah, it's garnished. It's nothing. You haven't done anything. And therefore, and whether now, what about according to the Rabbanan? Let's go just one step further. And Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a good sukkah. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that if on Shabbos you may put an animal in place, you have done a malach of binyan. So once you've done a malach of binyan, so it shows that it's a significant wall. So to create a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara goes further. Rabbi Meir the Kapostel, Rabbi Meir that says that it's not a kosher sukkah. Hasam over there, al malav mechitza, it's not a mechitza. So now, hacha shari, so since it's not a mechitza, that's why he allows you, he will be the author of the braisa, that says that on Yom Tif, you can take an animal and put it there to provide you with shade, to provide you with a wall of a sukkah. The lav midi kovit, the Rabbi Yehuda the kamachshir, Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's a kosher sukkah, hasam there alma, over there alma mechitzi, hach also here it's going to be awesome. Okay, so that is how we're going to answer the stira. We have a law of sukkah, and one braisa says you can take on sukkahs, your sukkah is breached, and you want. To close off the breach, and we're allowing you to use an animal to close the breach, is going like Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds, putting an animal anyway is not a kosher sukkah. Now, what it means that now, right away, learning maskana is, we're dealing with a sukkah that already is kosher. Okay, let's add that point in at this point, and add this idea right away. We're dealing there with a sukkah that already has three walls. If the sukkah already has three walls, a kosher sukkah. So why do you want an animal there? You want the animal for the fourth wall. You don't need a fourth wall pi halacha. It's a kosher sukkah, right? It's a kosher sukkah. So what's the big deal? So why do you want a fourth wall? Because it's windy, or because there are animals coming into the sukkah. You want some more privacy, but you're not putting the animal there to create a halachic wall. You're putting the animal there just for privacy, to serve as a barrier. Problem is, on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to build walls. So, but I'm not building a wall. I'm not going to the lumber yard and bringing lumber and wood and putting up nails and putting in a wall. I'm taking an animal. Is an animal called building a wall? Well, let's see. Rabbi Meir says, let's say, what's the litmus test of putting up an animal in a place called a wall? If you'd want to use the animal as your third wall to make it a kosher sukkah, would it be good? So if you hold that using the animal as your third wall is taka kosher sukkah, that goes to show that an animal is not just a privacy barrier. An animal is mamash a wall. If it's mamash a wall, to make a kosher sukkah, so putting the wall, putting an animal there for privacy, it's not just privacy. You've done a malach of binyan by putting the animal there. But if you learn that putting an animal, if you'd want to use the animal for your third wall, it would not be called a wall. It's not a kosher sukkah. So now, when you want to put the animal there for privacy, you have not done anything significant. That's how the Gemara fears goes to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, doesn't make any sense. Aim of the shamla be made the behema. So the Gemara says, wait, this is not going to solve any problem, because this is only true by, this is not relevant. So Gemara wants it. What are you trying to accomplish? You're trying to make over machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to an animal. The third is an animal called a mechitza, not a mechitza. But this machlokes is only by animals. we are trying to find a solution for a theorem between two brisos that deal with human beings. So when did Rav Meir say that it's going to be also, that's only when it comes to behema? Adam v'kelim shamalei. You can't, again, we have a steer between two brisos that deal with really four issues. Adam, behema, kelim, and anita. You want, one brisa says it's mutter, one brisa says that it's aser. You're telling me it's machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the machlokes. But the machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is only with regard to animals. It's not going to resolve the contradiction between Adam, the Kalim, and the Mita. So it's incomplete. This machlekes tamei Rabbi Meir Yehuda is incomplete. Furthermore, v'su, Rabbi Meir alibud man, I alibud Rabbi Eliezer. What about being moisif albinyan albinyan? If you go like Rabbi Eliezer, lochaysif nami aser. Rabbi Eliezer says not only are you not allowed to build. Rabbi Eliezer was a tana. We learned before if you have a window shutter. And you want to add the window shutter to the building, even though the window shutter, it's also the only time it's mutter is only when it's attached with the rope and it's suspended. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you're never allowed to be moisel b'nyan b'ayin. Rabbi Lezer, l'chaitz of nami aser. So it can't be. El aliba d'rabanan. So you have to say that when Rabbi Meir says that it's going to be, when Rabbi Meir says it's going to be mutter, he's gone according to the Rabbanan. But wait a minute. Even according to the Rabbanan that said that you're allowed to add a window shutter, that's only to add, they allow. But even the Rabbanan do not allow you to build a wall for the very first time. So it doesn't make any sense. So for these two reasons, we have two problems with bringing a raya from this brisa. Okay, what do we have? We have a steer. We have two brises. One brisa says you can use Adam, Kalim, and a behema, and a mita for a sukkah. The other brisa says you're not allowed to use Adam, Kalim, mita, and Kalim for a sukkah. Contradiction. How does Gemara want to resolve the contradiction? By telling us Machloikis, Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what do they argue? They argue with regard to a shiloh, can you use an animal for a wall? So the Gemara is, first of all, before we get into all the lumdis, something here doesn't make any sense. Two reasons there, two problems. Number one, they're only arguing about a behema. They're not arguing about Adam, Kalim, and Amita. We need to resolve the contradiction between all three. I guess the Gemara assumes that an Adam is much more arai than a behema. Even if you'll tell me that a behema can serve as a wall, you can't necessarily say that a human being can serve as a wall. So you can't bring me a raya from the case of an animal. Number two, this machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is fundamentally flawed because this machlokes doesn't make sense. Because we have another machlokes, which is an earlier machlokes, a more fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, which argue about being moisif on a binyan arai. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's moisif on a binyan. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's mutter. The Chum holds that it's, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's, I'm sorry, aser, and the Chum holds that it's mutter. But even the Rabbanon that are only makel to be moisif. They don't allow you lechatchila to build a wall for the very first time. And here Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are nichlal in the Rabbanon. So there's something here that doesn't make sense, which is disturbing, which we have to first figure out clear pshat in this brisa before we can go further and apply it to our contradiction. Ella, the Gemara explains, Hava harabanan, the kelim akelim leplegi lekasha. What then is the answer to explain pshat in the machlekes and main rabbanan? We're dealing here like the rabbanan, and the rabban hold you're allowed to be moisif al binyan arai. The kelim akelim lekasha habedoifin shlishes habedoifin revius. The way we're going to answer the economic diktani nofal doifna shmamina. So the answer is very simple. The answer is that we go back to our original two brisos, the original two brisos which are contradictory. We're going like the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon do not allow you to add a new wall for the very first time. and the brice that does not allow you to use Adam, Kalim, and the Mita is when you want to use it for the third wall. When you want to use it for the third wall, you want to make a kosher, a sukkah for the very first time, and you need a halachic wall, that you're not allowed to do. That's the first brice. The second brice that says that you're allowed to position a person, an animal, or a kalim, that's where you're not coming to make the third wall. That's where already the sukkah is in existence, a kosher sukkah. And you're just coming to put a person, an animal, a kalim, as a shelter in order that the sun should not come in or animals should not come in or for privacy. But you're not coming to use them to create a third wall. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ha v'ha b'doifin a'ilohav ha'v'rabanon v'hadikhtani nofal doifin lo yamid bodem b'doifin shlishis d'b'shtei d'fanos ein kori oil. It's not called a wall. If you avid ba doifin shlishi mashvelo, if you go and you put up a wall, you put there a person, you're going to make a third wall. Umoydi rabbanon din ois noel arai b'tchila. Even though a person is only called arai lichatchila, you're not allowed to erect on Shabbos noel arai. For ha the tani mutter ba doifin revius. Or we have a kosher wall. The balaf achi havi oil already is an oil. For ha tosefes ba almi. It's just a tosefes, just an addition to for privacy. Rabbanon tamayu the army. Once the structure already is a kosher structure, now by adding a fourth wall, it's called Hasafetz Mutter Dekonami, because the Brice that says that it's also where it says Nafal Doifno. Doifna itzwal, possessive, itzwal, which means the wall which makes the circle kosher. Hal d'tani also b'doifin shlushkai. The nafal doif, the daf, d'tani nafal doifna, the mashra doifin shin niteris ba, or vias layavi in tikun sukkah, the tnan b'shavin shem sholzfanes b'sula, ha b'gim l'ksher. So the bottom line is maskana, here we go. Here's what we have in maskana. Let's review what we have here so far. We have here, wait, let's go a few more lines. Let's turn the page. I'll assemble. Ella Adam Adam Akasha. So the Maharis says, okay, so very, when it comes to the case of the animal, we answer this, but Adam is still Kasha. Because, let's see Rashi. Ella Adam Adam Akasha. Bishlema Mita Amita Ikalitru Zekitakami Dahadu Tani Vizkovis Amita Dudefin Vizkamar. Dadu Tani Shloitipal Tame the Hamalames Valoichl. Alma Lav Lakshuri Sugunaka make a Kashuka. Ella Adam Hawk Tonic De Shayochal Vishra Vyashin. Alma Dimapik Le Choiva Suka. Oikme Hassam, the Gimel Hadvarim Halalu Hin Mitzvah Sukkah, Alma Doifen Shlishi Havi Chaseiro, the Doifen Revi Loi Havi Nifsula, Ba'akin Amrinan V'Avgav Dav Oil Shari. So the question of you is, it's not going to answer the contradiction when it comes to the second part of the Brisa. Let's just go back and look at the second part of the Brisa. The second Brisa, and Daf Mem Dal Lamed Aleph, review the words of the second Brisa. Okay, if you look at Tosfos Dibra Maskel Kidei Shloitibul Chama, you go up two lines in Tosfos, and then look at the Gemara. Is where the Gemara quotes the second Brice. The second Brice says, "Oise Adam es Chaveroi, a person can make his friend Doifen Kidei Sheyoychal VeYishte VeYoshen." Okay, so that's the first part of the Brice. The first part of the Brisa focuses specifically on an Adam. You're making your friend into a doifen in order that you can eat, that you can drink, and then you can sleep. These are three mitzvahs which are essential to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And being that it says you're making your person, what kind of wall are you making that person into? You're making him into a third wall which makes the Sukkah kosher. Now the next part it says, the Yizkeves Amito Yivifres Olach Sadin Kedei Shloiti Bulchama Al Hames Velo Ichlin. Now that is not a real oil. That part of the Brisa where it says the Yiskoif es Hamita. Well, look at the second part of the Brisa. It says you're standing up a mita and you're spreading a sadin in order that the sun shall not cast its shadow on a mace and alo eichlin. You're not creating a halachic wall. You're just creating shelter for a mace or for eichlin. So that we know that's mutter because that. That is, you're not making a real halachic wall. There's no problem whatsoever. Is there any mention here of making a utensil into a halachic wall? No. The first braisa, where it says that you're not allowed to make a utensil or a person into a halachic wall, is where you're making the third wall. But the problem is, in the beginning of this braisa, it says it very clearly that you're making a person into the third wall. And the first braisa, what? No behema here. Here there's no behema. In the second braisa, there's no behema. Oise Adam, that's exactly what the Gemara's answer was. Oise Adam. Es chavei roi. You're a person. Doifen kadei shayoychal the yishte the yoshen. The period. Go back to the first brisa. Go up a couple of lines. The first brisa was Eis Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rava nofal doifna lo yamid ba adam behema the kalim. And you're not allowed to stand up. So how do we answer this between the sad and the meat and the sad and between this braisa that says that it's osur and the second braisa? Because the first, because this they would do yiskov samita, you're coming to make the third wall. When you're coming to make the third wall, you're making an oil. That's osur. When it's said in the second bride, so you're being yizkev esamito, you're not making an oihel. You're just coming to protect food and the mace from the chama. You're not making a real wall. So when it comes to the case of the mito, it's very clear that we're dealing with different situations. In the first bride, so you're coming to create a real wall. That's why it's osur. In the second bride, so you're not coming to create a real wall. You're just coming to protect a mace and food. But when it comes to the person, what you're doing with the person, there's a direct contradiction. In the second braisa it says that it's mutter, and in the first braisa it clearly says that it's osur. And both the first and the second braisa are clearly describing when you're coming to use a person to create the main walls of the sukkah. So as much as you try to get away from the question with other parts of the behema and the nita, be differentiate between the third wall and the fourth wall, and the fourth wall is being moisif al deiris, being moisif, which is okay, and the third, which is coming to create the wall for the very first time, that's very good and fine when it comes to the kalim, but now when it comes to Adam, because Adam, it's clear that both the first braisa and the second braisa are discussing the same case. We're using a person to create the third wall. So the Gemara gives the final answer. The answer is this whole yisayid. This goes on to the next end of the amud. So loikasha kan midas ladas kan shloim midas. If the person is aware that he's being used as a wall, it's asa. If the person is not aware, he's being fooled. Come with me, I have to talk to you. Come with me. Everyone, come out into the field.
Stay right there.
And just stand there. We want to take a picture. We want to practice. No, they're not taking a picture of Shabbos. But come stand there. And the people are not aware that they're being used as a human partition. That's when it's mutar.
But our second right must be talking to the first and youngest.
The
The second thing you have to get the
move. Okay, fine, so what? There's not a difference.
So you don't need that wall.